Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, starting at the very top line with Sif Ches. We're dealing with halachos of chopping and grinding things up on Shabbos. The Mechaber starts off and he says, Ain kosasin, you're not allowed to go and break up melach, salt, with bimadoch shalates, with a pestle that is made out of wood, with a chopper that's made out of wood. However, avamarasik, you're all allowed to crush the salt, biyad, who biyad shall sakin, with the handle of a knife, ubeetz haparud, or with the wooden ladle. The enochoshesh, that's not a concern that you're chopping up things on Shabbos. This is specifically referring to salt. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, if you're not allowed to use a pestle of wood, the kosher came b'mado shalevin. You certainly can't use a stone type of a pestle. Why? Duhu miyuchad yoser l'dicho, because this is a specialized implement that's normally used for chopping. V'afilu daito liten li alter hamelach l'tavshil. Even if your intention in chopping up the salt over here is for immediate usage in a food that you're eating. Gam kein osur. Nevertheless, this is still osur on Shabbos b'shneim if you're using either the wooden pestle over here or certainly the stone pestle. Kiven dehem miyuchadim l'dicha, because these are specialized used for chopping and you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos for chopping. The Mishnah Berurah says, but you can use the handle of a blade. Sivkot and Chavzayin, aval echad kol dak tak b'chur for the sakino asur, but to use the cutting part of the knife, you are allowed to go and chop with the back of the blade of the knife, with the handle of the knife, but you're not allowed to use the actual cutting part of the knife to cut it up finely. That would be prohibited. The Yishu footnote number 42 explains, v'yafo pisha melech einu gidul karka. This din that you're not allowed to go finely chop things with a knife blade to cut them very finely, that is something that's only true for gidule karka, things that grow from the ground. The divrei maichol she'enem gidule karka, but things that don't grow from the ground, for example, basar or gviner, meat or cheese, as we'll explain in Sif Test in today's share, she'en bem iser tochin, they don't have a iser of grinding them of them. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings down that salt doesn't have the category status of meat or cheese, but has the category status of things growing from the ground. Why? Because it's not eaten by itself. It's only eaten as a mixture over here, and therefore it's considered like a spice, and that's something that's considered gidule karka, and not like meat or cheese, that is considered not gidule karka. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Ches says that you are allowed to use the handle over here of the knife, v'yirasek b'ka'ara, and when you chop using the back part of the knife, so then you must chop it over here, crush it over here on a plate, or on a table, like we learned in yesterday's shir. Avalo b'madoch u'machteshes, but you can't use a specialized mortar over here, or a specialized chopping utensil over here that you're chopping it into. The chanal, as we learned yesterday, gabi pilpulin and rots to peppers, and this brought down the name of various achronim. Sivkot and Chavtes, they know Choshesh. We don't have to be concerned over here that you're doing an Isser Shabbos when you're going and using the back of the knife. The Kol Shekein, the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly, the Mutar Lefarer Hamelach Va'Pilbul Miyado. You can go and crush this over here with your hands, take it apart with your hands. That certainly is allowed. If you can use the handle of the knife, you certainly can use your hands. The Ramah now adds, and he says, Hago V'davko Melach Hagas. What type of salt are we talking about over here? We're talking about large pieces of coarse salt, which we'll see, as the Mishnah Berurah will tell us, are those that come from the ground, that you quarry, so to say, as opposed to salt that comes from the ocean, which you've evaporated the water and you're left with the salt. So we're talking here about coarse, gross blocks of salt that you're not allowed to go and chop over here. Avol Melach Shoyodak, but if you're dealing with thin salt over here, Mitrila, which started off as being very thin salt, then it's Bashel, and it got cooked. You evaporated the salt water over here. The nasa kipsisim, you're left over here with little pieces of salt. Mutar l'chotcho b'sakin k'moshe chote chapas. That you can chop up finely with a knife, just like you're allowed to chop up a piece of bread, cut up a piece of bread. This brought down the name of the kolbo. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed, I know, afilu dak dak, you can take the blade of the knife and go and cut it up very, very finely, the salt. Kemo linyan chaticha sepas, just like you can cut up pieces of bread. Umishum de ein tochein achar tochein. The reason for this is because we have a concept that you don't have a iser of tochein after tochein. And this is already considered tochun. Umikom mokom, the machteshes. However, to use a specialized mortar and pestle over here, af melach ze also lichtosh. You shouldn't use the specialized mortar over here to go and cut up this fine granulated salt. And he brings this down from the Olus Shabbos. because of Prima God, and the Prima God adds over here the tzukar, the sugar, gam kein dino kama melech zeh. Sugar and salt have the exact same halachic status over here, the same dinim. Future footnote number 43 brings down the bir atam shemelech dach shonim melech gas. Why should there be this difference between like this granulated salt that is coming not from the ground and the quarried salt, the blocks of salt that come from the ground? And you're allowed to go and finally cut up the granulated salt. So he brings that for the Shaaret Zion in Simon Tov Kuf Dalet. Shemelach daku hamizbashel mimei minos meluchim. That comes from salt water. Shemivyavshim also betav nios, and it becomes evaporated. Ulaachar hayivush nesaf behamelach, and then you gather in the salt that's left behind, the residue behind after the water is evaporated. V'chiburu hurak. Hurach, and the connection over here between the salt is very, very limited. It's very, very loosely connected. The efshol aducho benakel, and you can very easily go and separate the salt over here. And therefore, veino kosher kegarini melech shoyam hanasabi shemaim. And therefore, it's not equivalent to the blocks of salt, so to say, that are made by a kadosh baruch. The issue footnote number 44 brings down from the Shaaret Zion, shehu chumra mishum maris ayin. The reason why you can't use this in a mortar and pestle, even though technically there is no iso here, is because of maris ayin and not because of tochen. And he adds, sheisu ze eino borer. It's not 100% certain that this really is an iso over here. Mishum kachi tochen shelechol hadeos biyontiv ein lachmazeh. Therefore, while on Shabbos we may have this concern, on yontiv we don't have this concern. Just like you're allowed to go and chop peppers on yontiv, so too you're allowed to go and do this on yontiv as well. It's only on Shabbos that there is this iso. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, mutur lach toch bosor mevusho. A person's allowed to cut up cooked meat, otsoli, or roasted meat, dak, very, very finely, besakin with a knife. So you can very finely cut up your meat that's roasted or cooked with a knife. The Mishabur explains in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, the ain techina ela begidu lekarka, as we already spoke out earlier in the shir, there is no concept of grinding of techina when you're not dealing with gidu lekarka. And meat isn't classified as gedulei karka, although in Dirshu footnote number 45, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, she'ena kavon shekol dover she'ena gedulei karka, ein bo mishum iser tochin. It doesn't mean to tell us over here that there is no concept of techina at all of something that's not gedulei karka. There is. For example, if you were to go and chop up a clod of earth, you would be chayev because of tochin. So the kavanah over here is she'ein techino bedover meichol el shehu gidulei karka. In regards to food items, there is no concept of techino unless it is gidulei karka. But something that's not a food item, there could be tochein on it, even though it's not gidulei karka. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues. He writes, "Vafilu liha poskim disfiruluhu de behema nami mikre gidulei karka lefishu nizonus mina karka." The Gemara in a number of places has a discussion. The person asks himself from gidulei karka. Does that include, for example, animals? So there is an opinion that says that animals are considered gidulei karka because they grow from the ground in the sense that they are nourished from the ground. So even according to that opinion, mikol mokom in lesser b'zeh. Here we don't institute a din of grinding being usher with meat because it's gedulei karka, even according to the opinion that can consider an animal gedulei karka. The belav hochi yesh poskim the sfilu, because even without this, there are those poskim that say the ain shayach techina ba'ochlim, that in general food doesn't have an issue of techina with it. And therefore, alkein mutar lach toch, and therefore one is allowed to cut up the meat finally, afilu daito lanicho liachar zman, even if your intention is not to use it right away. Albeit, in Dishu footnote number 46, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, shein lahok yivalach l'dover maichu shein gedulei karka elosomach l'sud. He says you shouldn't do this for later in the day. Obviously, not allowed to do this for post Shabbos, but even for, let's say, Friday night, to do it for Shabbos lunch. So there, the Chazon Ish says it's better to do it somuch l'suda rather than doing it just for any time later in Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah of Sivkot Lamed Beis says this is true for cooked meat or roasted meat. Vafilu misha eni yochel l'laso. And even for an older person, let's say, who's not able to chew and needs to have it cut up finely, so it's not really edible for him in the uncut stage. So therefore, one could argue that it would be difficult for this person to go and eat it. Though the meat is very tough, and one can't eat it unless it's well cut up. So one could argue that you're really preparing it with this cutting it up. Even here, you're allowed to cut up the meat. Because you go after most people that would be able to eat it. So even though this person, let's say, doesn't have teeth, so he needs it very finely cut up, since the majority of people could eat it when it's whole, even though it's harder, therefore the din is that you're allowed to cut it up. The Ramah adds, Hagah, aval osu lach toch dak dak basur chai lifnei ovos. But you wouldn't be allowed to cut up raw meat for bird usage, for the birds to be able to eat the raw meat. The whole, since the Ein Yecholon Lachlo Belo Chitok, since all birds wouldn't be able to eat this meat without it being cut up finally, Komash V'Leyochol, by cutting it up finally over here, brings out from the Tilu L'David that you would be in fact making it into a food, and that's a problem. And the Ramah says we can see further about these dinim Ayin Lekamon in Simon Shinchov Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Lamed Gimel. Rots Loma, the Ramah is telling us over here. The Ikal Meimar, the Tama Poskim, the Shiluhu, the Ein Techino Ba'ochlim. The reason that Poskim say there is no concept of Techino by foods is only because Hayin Mishum Dein Sara Techino, because they're edible without having them being cut up finely. The E Boy Achulo Kimoshu Shalim, because if you wanted to, you could eat it while it's whole without it being cut up. Over here, however, Masha Ein Kim Bazem, when we're dealing here, with these large pieces of meat, the birds wouldn't be able to eat them. They can't eat them without having it cut up. And therefore, hachitoch mashvili ochel, cutting it up, makes it into an ochel, and therefore, there would be over here a shaykh bo din of tchina. We would have a concern of tchina. The issue footnote number 47 brings down the daf gobor so chai kosher also lechot chodak dak. This is only talking about over here raw meat that is kosher. And therefore, you wouldn't give it to your dog, you'd only give it to certain birds. And therefore, it isn't considered that a dog could eat it, and therefore, it needs to be prepared for the birds. However, bosa nevela, if you're dealing with a carcass of a nevela that's not kosher, shirubo omed lachilas klavim, that you'd give this to your dog, so then the Bir Halacha in Simen Shinchav Dalet is going to teach us, shekivin shalachilas klavim ein tzorech lachtok as a bosa dak dak, since dogs would be able to eat this over here, obviously without it being finally cut up, so therefore there is no tchina problem, so therefore umutu lechotcho dak dak afilu leofos, therefore you'd be allowed to finally cut up the bosa of the nevela, even for a bird very finely, because a dog would be able to go and eat it when it's not finally cut up. Mishnah Berurah continues and he tells us, therefore, umayri b'chotechol miniach shiochlu ofos li'achar shah. Here we're talking about also that when you said we can't cut it up finally for the birds, it's when the birds aren't eating it right now. Avo b'chotech lefneim shiochlu miyah, but if you're cutting up for the birds to eat right now, l'divrei kol shari, then that even would be permitted for the birds, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem, either later today shir or in tomorrow shir in Sif Yud Beis in the Ramot. Sivkat Lamadali, because you're making it into food, Mishnah Berurah says, V'yesh Mekilim Azen. However, there are those that are Mekil, who brings this down in Sharet Zion, Os Mem, in the name of the Taz and the Vilna Gaon. As we pointed out, everybody agrees that if you're using for immediate usage for the birds, then it's permissible to cut it up very finely for the birds. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, also Ligror, you're not allowed to grind Hagvina B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to grate or grind cheese on Shabbos, B'morag Chorutz Baal Pifios. These are words taken from the Haftorah of Lech Lecha from Yeshaya, where it's talking here about a morag chorutz, which is some sort of a dented grater that has teeth in it, and you're grinding up the cheese with this sort of a grater. And anyway, it's called shekorin ralyu, which we'll see in the Tirgum at the bottom. In one, it's talking about a pumpia, which is a grater. I realize we didn't do Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Hey, we'll do that now, that the Ramah had said that you can see further about these dinim in Shinchav Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us it's Siv Zayin over there. Behind the Shomavur, it tells us over there, the Shivui Ochla Shari B'Shabbos, you're allowed to make something into food on Shabbos, Omayr B'Shein Chotech Dach Dach. He brings down from the Morgan of Ram that this is talking about when you're not cutting it up very finely. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah over here. We said in Sifkat and Lamed Valet that the Ramah called it Ralyo. It's a Yiddish term, an Ashkenaz term, Beloshen Ashkenaz, Rib Eisen. This is a grater, a pumpia, as we said. The Kivan Shakli Miyuchad the Kach, since this is a specialized implement over here, Harei Zedera Chol, it looks too much like Uvda the Chol, like a regular weekday usage. V'dome L'shrichas Tavdim V'machteshes. This is analogous to topping up spices in a mortar and pestle. And who adin b'chli acher hamiyuchad l'kach, or be similar to using any other specialized kli over here. The imkain afilu lechol miyad osur, and therefore even for immediate usage it is forbidden. However, abumutu l'chatlo b'sakin dak dak, but here you can chop it up finely with a knife. Kmo leil b'sif tes linyan basar, as we just learned a moment ago in regards to meat. The ganze eino gidule karka, because this over here, this cheese is not called gidule karka, and therefore afilu koshim ma'od, even though it's very hard cheese and it is much more easily eaten when it's chopped up and cut into fine pieces, shari, it is permissible. Given the yicholin lo aso b'koshi, the shem ochel ala. Since if you wanted to, you could chew it, albeit it's difficult when it's large pieces of block over here. It's more difficult, it's hard, and it does have the name of an ochel on it. So therefore, if you cut it up with a knife, even though you're cutting it up finely, it is permissible. Likewise, you can take some sort of a larger type of a sharp implement, like an axe or some sort of a plane. Even though these things are normally used for forbidden purposes, but this is a kli shemalachta l'iser, nevertheless, as we learned many, many times, you can use a kli shemalachta l'iser l'tzorich gufo, and here you need it to cut up the cheese, so you'd be allowed to use it. Kamoshin is bar b'simin shemches, as we've already learned in shemches, where we learned this from the Ola Shabbos and the Morgan Avraham. Now, Dirshu, footnote number 48, brings down that what is called uvda dechol, that which we said you can't do this because it looks like a weekly activity. So the Kalkela Shabbos brings down, shelo asru chachamim asiyas pulos misuyomos ela bi'echod migimel ofanim. When is something called uvda dechol? It has to have one of these three characteristics. Aleph, yeshlochu shem yavo ayodo lasos melacha, you may come to lead to do a real melacha. Beis, maisa sheyesh bo tirchi zera, excessive work. Gimel, pu'ula hadomu la'achas bilamatim melachos, if it looks too much like one of the 39 melachos. And Rav Moshe finds his tzal, and the Igros Moshe adds over here, Kasher O says, if you're doing this activity, Betzura Tova, Kemo Hamlocha, Kavua, Shosu Bechol, if it looks too much like the activity that's done on a weekday, Velo Nikar Shosu Solitzurach Shabbos, and it's not recognizable that you're doing it for Shabbos purposes, and you're doing it in a way that you're very medactic to do it very fine. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds, that with all of the discussion of the Bechol, he says, Afa Pikein, Eino Yodea Dova Boru Bezeh. He's not 100% sure how to define the Bechol. Mishabur continues and writes, Dover she'enu chofetz lo'ochlo ulutamo v'lo lachil ulatino, something that you do not want to eat or to taste, nor are you preparing it for a baby or a child. Also l'loso b'shino, you're not allowed to go chew it in your mouth, k'dei l'shochako mishum t'china, then you can't chew it up in your mouth in order that it should be ground up into whatever you need it for. If it's not for your eating or for your tasting or for a baby, you can't do this. The apple gab the mishan, even though you're doing this with the shinui, obviously you're not chopping it. The rabbis asked this over here. The dafka legabi milo hitiru kein ze lekam mishin lamed aleph siv zayin. Only in regards to a bris mila, when you need to maybe make some sort of a poultice over here and you chew something in your mouth for this purpose, then that's allowed. But normally you're not allowed to go and chew something up that's equivalent of grinding midirabanan over here if it's not for eating purposes. Sifyut Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Mutu lihashkos es hatolush kidei shelo yichmosh. A person is allowed to go and water something that's already been detached from the ground in order that it shouldn't wither. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Lamed Zayin. Hainu yirakos tush. We're talking about, let's say you have already detached vegetables from the ground, and now you want to make sure that they don't wither. Vatam that you're allowed to do this, kiven dehem ru'uyos lachila yomon mutu lihashkos. And since they're really edible right now, so therefore you're allowed to go and wet them, put them in water. Masha en came a dover she'ena roi le'achila, as opposed to something that is not edible, also le'troch b'shvilom. You're not allowed to go and do this excessive work for them by putting it in water. The issue footnote number 50 brings down, even though you're not going to eat them today, you're still allowed to do this. It's not considered preparing Meshabbos l'chol. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains why not. Shekivin she'erokos ru'im l'achila hayom, since they're edible right now, it's not clear that you're doing this for weekday, and therefore people think you're doing it for now, therefore it's allowed. The issue footnote number 51 says, as opposed to washing the blood off meat, which we said you wouldn't be allowed to do in certain situations, this is different. I am the issue 51 for the differences. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Ainly kamim v'sini shin lamed vav sifyud aleph." I go on the Rama over there. B'mashik osad l'shom b'Mishnah Berurah for additional details about this halacha. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Ulahashko says hamuchubar." However, to go and water something that's attached to the ground, yesh bo isatara. That's of course an isur daraisa, as the Shaar Tzion says in Os Mem Beis, brought down from the Gemara in Marikatan. This is an isur of either plowing and planting. And therefore, uklei cheres, if you have an earthenware pot, im isve bosim mabais, it has something growing inside of it over here, gamkin also lashkosim b'shabbos, you're not allowed to go and water that on Shabbos as well, brought down the name of the Prima God. We will start Sif Yud Beis, but we won't finish it, obviously. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber says, hamachatek hayorok dak dak. If you cut up the vegetables very finely with a knife, chayv mishum tochen. That's not allowed. As opposed to the cooked or roasted meat, which we said, or the cheese, you are allowed to cut it up finely with a knife. You aren't allowed to go cut up vegetables very finely with a knife. There is an issa of tochen. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkat Lamed Ches, Tolush. We're talking here, obviously, about they've been detached before Shabbos. Even let's say it's able to be eaten like it is in the raw state in its entire intact entity, nevertheless, you're not allowed to go chop it up very finely. You're going to be over in Itzur if you grind this up. Now, there's a mistake in the Dishu Mishnah Berurah. It should say over here, Dishu footnote number 52, not Dishu footnote number 51. And in this footnote, it reviews what we talked about crushing a banana, Ayin Shem in Dishu footnote number 52. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel, HaMachate Chayerek Dak Dak in the Bir Halacha says, we're talking here about grinding it up very, very finely based upon the Gemara, which uses the language of Paris, which means Machatko Dak Dak, Rashi says. And there's also a opinion of Tosus over there, that you're talking about Kitanos Kein Tchino, like it's ground up. Aval Chatichos Gedolos Kitzas, but larger pieces, Ein Derech Tchin Machak, and therefore that's allowed. However, that's for the Issa Daraisa. In regards to an Issa Darabon, Yesh Lizor Ma'ob is that one has to be very, very careful that you don't cut it up in a way that would be an Isser over here. And he brings down from the Sefer Yireim, Revezim Mimitz, the Shir Dakus Lo Noda Lon. We're not sure exactly what this Shir is. And therefore, one should err on the side of cutting it too large rather than too small. With this, we conclude today's Shir.